Okay, our next presentation is John North, Value of Neonicotinoids in Mid-South Row Crop Systems.
Thank you for that introduction. As you said, my name is John North. I'm currently second year master's student under Dr. Angus Ketchot and Dr. Jeff Gore at Mississippi State University. And today I'll be talking to you about the value of neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments in Mid-South cotton production systems. Just a summary of our seed treatments used in the Mid-South. We use them on pretty much all of our crops grown throughout the Mid-South. This includes cotton, corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, rice, peanuts, as well as wheat. The market penetration on neonicotinoid seed treatments, they do hold the major market penetration across all seed treatments in the Mid-South. And as you can clearly see, cotton and corn holding 99% of neonicotinoid or seed treatments on a neonicotinoid basis. And this essentially means that pretty much every acre planted throughout the Mid-South, cotton and corn, is treated with a neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment at planting. Just to talk about the neonicotinoid insecticide chemistry, it binds to neonicotinoid acetylcholine receptors. This potentially causes overstimulation of the nervous system, blocking receptors, resulting in paralysis and death, and it has a high efficacy against piercing and sucking insects throughout the Mid-South, and this mainly results in our early season pest complex, is the early season piercing and sucking insects. So why do we use seed treatments in cotton? Well, for our early season insect complex, such as soil insects, including wireworms and seed corn maggots, three-cornered alfalfa hoppers, and cutworms. However, these tend to not be as show up as much in early season situations. But also, I wanted to point out that thrips, this is our major concern of the neonicotinoid seed treatments, and this is why we really try to applicate them at planting, due to the thrips and the potential damage that they can cause throughout the Mid-South on seedling cotton. I also want to point out that with thrips, this includes mainly the tobacco thrip throughout the Mid-South. However, as we tend to move further west, we can potentially run into western flower thrips as well. But throughout the Mid-South, our main problem is tobacco thrips. So just talk about thrips damage in general in seedling cotton. What they do is they have rasping and sucking mouth parts, and they'll suck the juices out of the plant. And as you can clearly see from the picture on the right, this gives it a crinkled silvery look and can really reduce leaf area index as well as plant height loss, and even in most cases in severe conditions cause death to the plant. Through the middle, this is strictly just a base fungicide, and on each side of the middle is a neonicotinoid seed treatment and a base fungicide included as well. So you can clearly see that with the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment, it really gets the plant going and keeps those thrips off of it, keeping it from getting damaged. And I also want to point out that in heavy infestation, thrips damage can delay cotton maturity up to 2 to 3 weeks. So this potentially causes problems down the road with later season insects, tarnished plant bugs, especially in the past 2 years, late season stink bug damage as well in cotton. So keeping these thrips at bay early in the season with a neonicotinoid seed treatment, we really do see a yield increase as well as getting that crop out and avoiding later season pests that we can always, that we do avoid later in the season. So some of the recent controversy with these neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments, they have recently come under public scrutiny to their potential link to pollinator or honeybee and other pollinator declines throughout the Mid-South as well as the U.S. So some of the pros versus cons on neonics. Usually when we do have a neonicotinoid seed treatment, we tend to see higher yields, also reduce risk due to potential insects that could show up early season that we don't know will show up. However, thrips usually do show up about 100% of the time on seedling cotton, and this is why we apply those neonicotinoid seed treatments. They also have a very high degree of efficacy on piercing and sucking insects, so they are highly effective. And they're fairly safe, so they have a low mammalian toxicity, so these are fairly safe to use and they're easy to apply. Some of the negative effects, have been linked to the potential pollinator decline in honeybees as well as other pollinators. They do have a long half-life in the soil and potential leaching into groundwater, and also have had problems of overuse causing resistance down the road. And as I wanted to refer back to overuse and resistance, that we do use these neonicotinoid seed treatments on all of our row crops throughout the Mid-South. So they are being used a lot, and it's a lot of them being used early season and throughout the field. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to determine a value of the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments if we were to lose this chemistry. So what we did, we conducted a meta-analysis of previous unpublished research on neonicotinoid seed treatments throughout the Mid-South in four states: Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. This consisted, like I said, in the states of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. We gathered a total of 102 replicated tests. Our treatments were, we were comparing a neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment plus a base fungicide versus just a base fungicide without a neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment. The base fungicides used were the same across treatments for each test. And we typically apply neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments of metoclopride and thimethoxam at a rate of 0.375 milligrams of AI per seed. However, through these 102 tests, that did vary some. Seed treatment prices were gathered from NAS by year and per seed treatment or per lint price, and gathered seed treatments from Bayer Crop Science, and they range from $12.10 to $28.52, depending on your rate of AI. And cotton price was based on the NAS data that I had gathered from previous years, and the years were from 1996 through 2014, so over a 15-year span. What we saw over this 15-year span is out of the 15 years, 10 years showed a significant increase where we had the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment plus base fungicide compared to just that base fungicide. And I wanted to also point out that some of the years are missing due to lack of data from those years from additional university personnel. We just weren't able to gather data from those years. But over across the 15-year span, 10 years out of the time, we did see a significant increase in yield comparing neonicotinoid seed treatments and a base fungicide versus just a base fungicide. Also, in the net returns aspect, as you can clearly see, 4 years, there was not a significant difference. However, with the rest of the years, it was. And when we did see a net return from the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment plus base fungicide, it really compensated where that neonicotinoid was and really had a larger return for the producer, as well as cutting costs down early season, not having to spray thrips two or three times at a first and second leaf seedling cotton. So by treatment, we saw about 127 kilogram per hectare advantage where the neonicotinoid seed treatment was compared to just the base fungicide seed treatment alone. And this was over 102 tests. So this is around about 120 pounds or 116 pounds of lint per cotton, just so you can get an idea. And it was significantly higher where the neonicotinoid seed treatment was. Over a net returns aspect, we typically saw $163 return per hectare where the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment was versus just that base fungicide seed treatment. We did average it out across by state. As you can see, we had 16 trials in Arkansas, 30 in Louisiana, 34 in Mississippi, and 22 in Tennessee. And those averaged anywhere from 86 to 140 kilogram per hectare positive yield return compared to where the neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment plus base fungicide was versus just the base fungicide. Also, the same thing across state and net returns. All four states had a significant higher net return where the neonicotinoid seed treatment was compared to just the base fungicide, ranging anywhere from $107 to $185 dollars per hectare profit for the farmer at the end of the year. There was a 75% positive response across all 102 tests, on an average positive response of 195 kilograms per hectare, and an overall average positive response, like I said before, of 127 kilograms per hectare. Also, from a net return standpoint, we saw a 73% positive return out of the 102 trials, and on average positive return of $269 per hectare. And this really just, where we saw a positive return from the neonicotinoid seed treatments the majority of the time, when we saw that positive return, it really compensated in the net returns aspect as well. So when it was a positive effect, it was a really high positive effect. And we were able to see that, and also an overall positive net return of $163 per hectare. So what we can take from this, neonicotinoid seed treatments on average are providing around 127 kilogram per hectare advantage throughout the Mid-South. Across all trials, 75% of them had a positive yield response. And on economics returns, on average, $163 per hectare was seen versus on untreated cotton. So 73% of the trials had a positive economic response as well. Neonicotinoids are currently an effective seed treatment option for control of early season insect pests. We really tend to lean more towards neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments for providing control on early season pests, especially thrips, due to the easiness. They are fairly cheap and they are fairly safe, and they really do have a high efficacy on tobacco thrips, which is our main concern early season on early season seedling cotton. And the use of neonicotinoids as a seed treatment is a vital tool in cotton production in the Mid-South. With that, I would like to thank my fellow advisors, fellow graduate students, as well as university personnel with the help of gathering so much data, and also like to thank industry as well. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. Yes, sir.
So you mentioned a lot about the insect abundances and injuries. Have you correlated at all the yield increases with insect injury or insect abundances?
So what we did have that data, and due to just inconsistency of the data gathered across all those 102 tests throughout the Mid-South in four states, there was insect populations, thrip counts, vigor ratings, such as, but we did not combine any of that through this meta-analysis. We were just specifically looking at a value from a net return and positive yield return, and not looking at where there were higher insect infestations or vigor ratings, or whether it was no-till or till before that, just because there's so much data and the inconsistency of the data taken across four states, it would just be really, really, really difficult to gather that much information and combine it in seeing the value of it from those aspects. Yes, sir.
Based on the results, did you support neonicotinoid treatments on all cotton?
Well, so as of right now, there is potential risk, and there has been resistance found to thymotoxam. And right now, imidacloprid is hanging on. However, we are very concerned due to just this past year seeing trials, and that's why we are really looking towards other alternatives. However, neonicotinoid seed treatments are providing a benefit from yield and net return standpoint, and is still having an effect on early season pests and holding them at bay. However, this is why we're continuing to look at other alternatives and maybe coming up with some mixture of alternatives. I know a neonicotinoid plus a light rate of orthane has a high efficacy on thrips as well, but that's why we're continuing this research on other alternatives just in case. And also, there's other cultural practices that can be done. Where we have tillage, we do typically see reduced insect numbers on thrips compared to no-till. So those are things to keep in mind as we go forward. Yes, sir. All right, thank you.